says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks.
And homemade wine and country boy can survive.
You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon here on July 5th, 2016. I'm James Kelso, your host in this live program. We hope you will call in if you're so inclined. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we have with us our astute commentator from Maryland, George. George, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, James. Another red-letter day.
Yes.
The FBI strikes again.
Well, the of course, George Folks is referring to the determination by James Comey, director of the FBI, that no prosecution is warranted for crooked Hillary Clinton, and the Donald Trump jumped on that at today's event in Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll hear that in just a bit. Donald Trump gave a stirring speech for a packed house at the Duke Energy Center. And I'm gonna message here a little bit with the engineer. we got a little bit of back chatter going on here with the engineer. Let me message the engineer. I'm sending a message. Hey ho. Check yourself. You're live. Okay. I love this. I love the hurly-burly, the thrill, and the rough and tumble of live radio, folks. It really is live. Oh, Paul Fromm is here. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Paul, you and I have been doing radio forever, and let's hope the engineer let me get his attention. Hello, engineer. Your monitor is live. Okay. Okay. All right. Anyway, I love that you out there in the listening audience, you can tell, hey, this is not a tape recording. Nobody polished it up, and nobody rehearsed these guys. They're not wearing makeup. This is this is live radio.
That's the thrill of this. It's live. It's unrehearsed, and it's real. Or as my friend, the citizens journalist and the voice of the working man, Brad Love, says, we're keeping it real.
Yeah, and folks, what it's like to be hosting for Paul, for George, myself, we don't know where it's going. It's as live and unrehearsed for us as it is for you, and many shows are wonderful in the surprises that we get. We'll get phone calls from you that are just wonderful, and news that's wonderful. It comes out of the blue. So anyway, here we go with another edition, day after Independence Day, and I'm sorry, I hope you had a great Independence Day. The The only thing I regret for, we had a fine 4th of July, but I didn't, I just saw in the paper this morning that there was a kiddie parade 4th of July downtown just a couple blocks from here, and I could have had my, I could have pulled my 4-year-old in his red wagon, and we would have had the only complete selection of American patriotic flags taped to our wagon, so we would have had the rattlesnake flag and the Liberty Tree flag.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if we missed an opportunity. Yeah, I feel bad about that, you know. But anyway. So anyway, I hope you had a great 4th.
James, you were just mentioning about the decision by Comey as head of the FBI, and as I read it, it's he says yes, she was very foolish, very careless, but it's not enough to send her to trial. Well, he didn't always feel that way. I want to thank Kurt Eichenfeld for sending this my way. The Comey statements on Martha Stewart. Can you say hypocrisy? I knew you could. Is it for publicity purposes because Martha Stewart's a celebrity? Her lawyer, Robert Morvillo, asked in a statement challenging the motives behind her indictment on charges of securities fraud and obstruction of justice. The lead federal prosecutor in this case, James B. Comey, insisted that the answer to that question was no. He said, Martha Stewart is being prosecuted not for who she is, but because of what she did. He was then the United States Attorney General for the Southern District of New York. Yet many longtime prosecutors said yesterday that Mr. Comey was being unnecessarily coy. Celebrity, they said, almost certainly played a role in the decision to commit resources to the Stewart investigation, and ultimately to convince a grand jury to charge her with a crime. And, you know, the interesting thing with Martha Stewart is her offense, and it's kind of complicated, but was inadvertent. But then, you know, she wasn't somebody important. She was a celebrity, yes, but she's always been from the wrong side of the tracks. She's a poor Polish Roman Catholic girl who, because of her skill and talent, made good. But she was never part of the establishment, and this is, I think, a further indictment of what Donald Trump quite rightly calls the corrupt justice system.
Yes, and now I'll tell you, folks, I am really looking forward to the Hillary Clinton getting into the ring with Donald Trump and then having it out one-on-one in national debates. And so I'm not that disappointed that Hillary Clinton is not being prosecuted, because I think this guarantees that she'll get the nomination. One of my fears is that the Charles Krauthammer, Bill Kristol strategy of replacing Hillary Clinton with a helicopter candidate, that is somebody just dropped in out of the blue like Joe Biden, that strategy would take place and have some chance of actually beating Trump. And I think the fact that Hillary is not going to be prosecuted guarantees that in this very, very short space of time here between now and the Democratic convention, she's locked in as the candidate. I believe she's the candidate. Donald Trump has said, I want to run against her. And that's the matchup that America has now been prepped to expect. And Hillary Clinton, for several reasons, she doesn't just represent the people that have been in power for decades. She was one of them. You know, the Clinton regime was in there for a long time. And the Donald Trump very magnificently has defeated both of the regimes we've all been living with for a whole period of our life. The Bush regime, going all the way back to George Bush as vice president with Ronald Reagan. A lot of people weren't born then. Donald Trump took apart the Bush regime so completely that the Bushes have said we won't even be in Cleveland on July 18th. He's also taken apart the regime on the Democrat side of the Tweedledee, Tweedledummer, false duopoly between Republicans and Democrats. He took apart the Clintons. And so I want to see him run against Hillary Clinton, not Joe Biden. Who the heck knows who Joe Biden is? He's been invisible for 8 years of the Obama administration, which is the greatest thing he has to commend himself to the, you know, as a potential candidate. He hasn't done anything or said anything. He's been a good boy, a lapdog for Obama, and Obama loves him. But this is great for Trump to take apart the Clinton regime, take apart the Bush regime, and have a real face-off, a real showdown at the OK Corral for the November 8th election. What are your thoughts, George, on that, or Paul?
Well, I agree. The Nationalist Times would put out many times that Hillary is the candidate that America deserves. I think we can amend it a little bit. She certainly is the candidate that the Democratic Party deserves. Ahoy, Democrat America! Lucky you, Hillary is your man.
Yeah.
They've got what they deserve. I was interested to hear James' comments there about is this good or bad news that she's not indicted? I guess from the point of view of justice, it's bad news and the corruption of a system. But maybe from the point of view of finally flushing this corrupt order down the sewer of history, maybe it's a good thing. I think Hillary will be a great opponent for Donald Trump. She's a reminder of everything decent working Americans don't want.
Yeah.
I like how you said that, Paul. I mean, Hillary is the face of freak show America.
So right.
We've had 8 years of the freak show. A lot of America, even Mother Jones came out today and didn't like this and said, this is really stinky. So freak show America will vote for Hillary, but fewer and fewer real Americans, do they want more of this? I mean, this is like Bill Clinton, I didn't inhale.
Yeah, so. And another regime that Hillary perfectly symbolizes and represents and is embedded in is, of course, the Obama regime. 8 years of Barack Hussein Obama, she is, has been Secretary of State. She's completely wedded to the Obama administration. And I like the fact that Obama has now pledged himself to supporting, he says publicly anyway, that he is going to campaign for and support Hillary Clinton. So again,
please, Obama, please go out there and campaign for Hillary. You wonderful guy, you'll bring her lots of votes.
Yeah. So be careful what you wish for. You may get it. So the Democrats have gotten what they wished for. They've got Hillary, and they weren't very careful. So this is wonderful. Now let's listen just for a minute here. Let's see. Let me go to Donald Trump's thoughts on this. Here's his reaction to the James Comey announcement. Here's Donald Trump's reaction today.
Oh, I have to tell you a few things. Numbers just came out just now. Number one, we're doing very well in the polls. That's important, okay? Very well. Very, very well. But, the numbers just came out that during the primary system, during the primaries, the Republicans, I wonder why, were up 62%. The Democrats were down 21%. These are final numbers, just came out. That tells you a little bit about what's going on. And what's going on very big and big league is what you witnessed today and over the last week. From Bill Clinton going to the plane, just happened to be there. I wonder how long he waited, but for Bill Clinton to go to the plane and then to have what happened today, where essentially everybody thought, based on what was being said, she was guilty. She was guilty. And it turned out that we're not going to press charges. It's really amazing. But I'll tell you, look, we have a rigged system, folks. Hey, I used to say it during the primaries. We're all together. I won North Carolina big league because of you. Big league. And not only did the Republican Party go way up from what it was 4 years ago, way, way up, but Donald Trump, in the history of the primary system, Republican Party, with 17 people running, a lot of people don't understand where you say 17 people, I got almost 14 million votes, more than anybody in the history of the Republican Party, more than Ronald Reagan, more than the Bushes, more than Richard Nixon, more than Dwight D. Eisenhower, who did win the Second World War. It certainly helped a heck of a lot. We got the highest vote count in the history of the Republican Party. That was such a big thing for me. We won 37 states. We were, it just got stronger and stronger and stronger. And I think we're stronger now than ever before. We're fighting a very dishonest media. Do we have a protester? All right, get him out, please.
Get him out of here.
Get him out. I hope I can go to one of these rallies.
We love our protesters, don't we? It's the only time I get the cameras to turn. The only time we get those cameras to turn. Look at the size of this place. This is really great. This is really great. Get them out. Get them out. Get them out. All right. Thank you. Thank you. That's all right. Take it easy. Take it easy, folks. You know, if I could speak to these people for a little while, what do we want when you think of it? We want good education. We want a strong military. We want strong borders. We do want the wall. We want to keep our jobs in North Carolina.
Let me turn it down a little bit. I'll turn it down, and then I'm going to rejoin Donald Trump when he talks about the wall and the borders and makes a very strong, very wonderful to hear, once again, statement about Muslims coming into America. And he says, who are his words? He says, no more, they're not coming. He says, this could be the all-time great Trojan horse. He's talking about all the Muslims coming into America. And not modifying his position at all, and continuing to sound that great message that has made this campaign so electrifying. He mentioned the poll numbers are good. They are good. The latest polls have. As we mentioned, the first poll in which Trump has actually passed Hillary Clinton is the Friday poll, the Rasmussen Reports, where he is ahead by, let's see, find that poll. He's ahead by 4 points. Clinton 39, Trump 43. So that's a real milestone there, Trump pulling ahead right there. In all the other polls that where Clinton has been ahead, she's been ahead by a lot heretofore. She's now ahead by a couple of points. And very encouragingly, here's another poll out yesterday in which Hillary is ahead 46 if paired with just by herself against Trump. USA Today claims Clinton is ahead 46 to 40, a 6-point lead for Clinton. But when it's put in with Gary Johnson, the Libertarian, and Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, Clinton's lead shrinks. We'll talk about why that's good news right after this first break.
Just bridge. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Back, folks. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelson. We're taking your calls. We'll take a couple calls now. Let's go. We've got George with us to help field these calls, and Paul Fromm in Canada, the international advisor to the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of these shows. We're on 6 days a week. Sunday, we're on 2 hours. Monday through Friday, we're on 1 hour, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And Sunday may expand out to 3 to 6, depending on whether we get folded into an additional hour after our Sunday show. This Sunday, this last show, we did, in fact, do 3 hours. Let's go to, let me see here, the engineer is telling me who we've got in waiting on the line here. Jerry in Chicago.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks a lot for taking my call. You know, I just heard Trump talking on the last one about securing our borders, upgrading our military, and these are all well and fine things, and bringing back manufacturing. This is all good and well said. But I haven't heard them talk about revoking NAFTA and GATT, which would basically bring back the manufacturing. Why can't we repair what has been broken rather than start anew?
Okay, now, I think you may have just missed it, Jerry. He has, in fact, talked about terminating NAFTA and GATT and all these other trade, lousy trade deals.
Very emphatically. He's pounded on the table and said, I'm going to get rid of all these bad trade deals, and if you don't believe me, just watch.
Yeah, and he's also said in today's speech in Raleigh, North Carolina, he said, this is going to happen so fast, it's going to make your head spin. Now, when he says this, he says it over and over again. He puts such emphasis on this idea of making our heads spin that, and this is going to happen fast, it's going to happen immediately. Jerry, what this tells me is that he has in his mind a whirlwind first 100 days plan for what he's going to do. And he also has a tempo, a schedule. He is going to hit the ground running. He is going to start ripping up Obama executive orders. He's not going to take months or years to think about it or decide or study the matter. I think he is going to just, as he says, it's going to make our heads spin. And we want to have this show, this radio show. If you think we have trouble keeping up with the Donald Trump news cycle now, wait till he's in the White House. It'll be even more difficult to keep up with all that he accomplishes in one day. So to answer your question, all these treaties are on their way out. Yeah, I think you just missed it in some of the speeches.
Okay, well, you know what, guys? I got to be honest with you. My computer took a crash almost 2 full months ago, so I have not been keeping up with alternative media, non-corporate media. Let me rephrase that, because in today's assembly, we have to be politically correct, but non-corporate media, I haven't heard it because I have not been able to study up. So, you know what, I could be wrong, I might have missed it, but I thank you for correcting me, and I will look into it. I'm going to hit a computer tomorrow. Thanks a lot, God bless you, keep up the good work.
Jerry, thank you for being in the audience. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on the air.
Good evening, James, Paul, and George, and to that guy, Jerry. Jerry, you need to keep up what's going on in your city of Chicago. You had 60 shootings over the weekend. Let's look at all these cities in the United States, and all these black people are voting for Hillary. 9 out of 10 blacks are Afro-Americans, if you want to call them, or Negroes, whatever. They're going to vote for Hillary Clinton over Trump. What has Obama done for the Afro-American community in this country, James? And let's get back to this James Comey, guy, the FBI agent, the Comey allowed
Comey, I love
that.
I missed
that. Disgrace on himself.
Now, Tom,
let's get back to the crime
break.
In
Tom,
this country.
You got a break. Tom, the music is closing in on both of us. Hang on, we'll be back right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon. And Tom, you've got the microphone. Continue with your thoughts.
Yeah, James. I want your audience to understand this. Under Barry Sotero, Hussein Obama, more white people have committed suicide. They've basically, a lot of Anglos have given up on this country. And that's why we got to rally around and get Trump elected, like I've been telling you for months. And Michael Savage was hitting on it today.
You mentioned Michael Savage. Tom, hang on. I listened to part of Savage's show today, and one of the interesting things he did is he was very discouraged, folks, and very demoralized. A very interesting development. He revealed that he is, in fact, very burned out. He actually used that phrase. He's burned out on the system as it operates in America, and is thinking of just basically withdrawing, stopping his writing of nonfiction books, which have sold, been bestsellers. He has an audience of millions of people. At one point, he had an audience that's claimed to have been 20 million people years ago. But he has gotten very burned out and discouraged. Just an interesting development. And, of course, it's not what we're doing. You know, I haven't reached Paul. You haven't reached that point, have you?
No.
And just
James, I'm high on hate every day.
Yeah, you know, folks, you do. You know, as you're in the Patriot cause, you do see people burn out from time to time, and it's as if maybe their nervous systems just, you know, sort of overloaded, took all they could take, and they needed. Usually, what they do is kind of retreat a little bit into doing something. Like Jesse Ventura, like Jesse Ventura is down in Mexico surfing. But Tom, go ahead with your ideas.
No, I believe Michael Savage. Like, hey, he has like 28 million listeners a day. He's in the high 20s when it comes to listeners. But what I want to say is this: this whole charade with this FBI commie and Loretta Lynch and all this crap that you're watching on these news networks—it's all a bunch of hogwash. And it's just to try to, you know, it's basically just showing you that the establishment is in play. And by the way, James, there's a big story out there that nobody's talking about. Did you hear about the sheriff badge that everybody thought was a Star of David on the paper? And they're trying to ask Donald Trump, what was that, a Star of David, or it was a and Trump shoots back, no, it was a sheriff.
Hang on, let's stick with. I love calling him Commie instead of Comey, but let's stick with that. And Tom, let me do this. I'm going to shift over. I'm going to take the next call. But before we do that, I'm going to play what. Donald Trump's not going to let go of the Hillary Clinton and the emails. And here is
one more thing. Can I say this? He's got to run ads on Kate Steinle. He's got to run those ads about these illegal foreign Americans. If he does that, he'll persuade a lot of these Afro-Americans to vote for Trump. But you know what? These Afro-Americans just don't get it. They don't have no leadership whatsoever in the black community, other than looking at Obama, who's a mulatto. Right. So
Trump is all over.
It's a disaster.
Trump has whole teams of people who are telling the story on Kate Steinle and others. Let me play a little Trump now, folks, and thank you, Tom, for calling in. Here's Trump talking about not letting go of the Hillary emails story, and he will stick with it through the campaign. Here he is talking about it today in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Our enemies may have a blackmail file on crooked Hillary. And this alone means that she should not be allowed to serve as president of the United States. We now know, just wrote this out, we now know that she lied to the country when she said she did not send classified information on her server. She lied. She sent vast amounts of classified information, including information classified as top secret. Top secret. Okay? And this is where they said that she was extremely careless and, frankly, I say, grossly incompetent. She will be such a lousy president, folks. So sad. Okay. The lives of the American people were put at risk by Hillary Clinton so that she could carry on her corrupt financial dealings. Probably, that's probably why she didn't want people to see what the hell she was doing. She went to extraordinary lengths to carry out an Enron-style purge of her emails. 33,000 emails are missing, and they say, oh, she's fine, she's fine. 33,000. And I've always been told, you can't really get rid of an email. Have you ever heard this? That if we have the real super geniuses that know this stuff, they say you can't get rid of emails. But we didn't use them because they didn't want to use them. They didn't want to use them. So, like a criminal with a guilty conscience, Clinton had her lawyers delete, destroy, and wipe away forever. Except, I still say there are geniuses that can find them. 30,000, think of this, 30,000 emails. This again disqualifies her from service. And just think of it. I mean, how can you have this?
Now, folks, you can see she's taken on the wrong guy here. Donald Trump is a detail-oriented genius, and he is focused in on Hillary and her crimes. He alluded there to something he will be talking about a lot in the campaign, which is Clinton cash. This is this other book. Gary Burns written the book, Crisis of Character, on the what it was like being right outside the office door of Bill and Hillary. as a Secret Service agent. There's this other book by Peter Schweitzer, which is Clinton Cash and the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation has taken hundreds of millions of dollars of utterly corrupt cash in the most outrageous corruption scandal in the history of American politics. Trump, as a detail-oriented genius, is going to be nailing her on this. And so that's why I just can't wait to see the two of them on the same stage with Donald Trump's memory, his focus, his pinpoint accuracy on detail, just getting her on the stage. Hillary's going to not do well in debates against Donald Trump. So that's just a preview of what's coming up. That was today, Donald Trump. Let me go to another caller here so we can get through all the calls and open up lines too. Doug in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hello, James, Paul, and George. Great show. I was just curious about this. I keep hearing on a few alternative radio channels, and there's a host on RBN also, that are saying that they are going to steal Trump's delegates. Can you please address this, Jamie?
Yes. I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, we're looking into a crystal ball and we're reading tea leaves, but it looks as if Donald Trump, and he wanted to do this. He wanted to go for a knockout, be so clearly the winner so early that there was no room for shenanigans and for stealing, as you described it. That's what Ted Cruz was up to. He was going to steal delegates. Didn't work. The delegates have been stampeding to Donald Trump. He's got it wired. And thank you for asking the question. Here's what the convention's going to turn. This is what it looks like. Trump is going to be orchestrating the entire convention. It's going to be a victory celebration from start to finish. The speakers are not going to be people like the Bushes or Romney. They won't even be there. There will be tremendous entertainment, tremendous American icons and heroes. People like the race car driver Richard Petty. People like that are going to be there. Bobby Knight, the basketball coach. People that have become icons and heroes of character to America will be leading something that I think Donald Trump is going to try to outdo the ratings of the Olympics, Miss Universe, and the Academy Awards all combined. I think he's going to try to probably have a billion people watching the Republican convention and make it so much more exciting than the Democrat convention, which follows exactly 1 week later in Philadelphia, that the contrast will be amazing to the American people. And it won't be discouraging. You know, Michael Savage is burned out and discouraged, but Donald Trump is going to give people reason to not be burned out, including maybe Michael Savage. Maybe he'll watch the convention and say, hey, you know what? This ain't bad. I'm not feeling bad now. Donald Trump is going to be motivating people to make America great again. And he's going to have mastery of the whole convention from start to finish. So I'm not concerned about the convention being stolen. We put out the call on this show, Paul and I, at the very beginning. Hey, we need to have thousands, tens of thousands of people in Cleveland to help guard against a theft of the convention. That looked like a real possibility then. Now there will be thousands of people there, but it'll be part of really a celebration in part. It'll also be to to show the real America in the face of the street thugs that George Soros will have. He's supposed to be having in Cleveland paid people, and I'm sure some volunteers too, but the street thugs that have showed up outside of, you know, to try to steal the headline, try to make this, create violence, and we'll have, you know, real Americans there, not violent. And, you know, waving our flags and cheering on our man and making these clowns look like exactly the clowns that they are. But I don't think the convention can be stolen. George, Paul, what do you think?
Agree with your analysis, James. It should be a coronation.
You know, and the enemy, just an overall kind of a transcendent point is that the enemy thrives on chaos. That's why they're constantly trying to generate chaos. The Bolsheviks, when they took over in Russia, they created social chaos and economic chaos.
Yeah, I'm well aware of
Yeah. So I'm glad that it's clear to the American people. It's Hillary versus Trump. And it's not chaotic. It's not up in the air. It's not all murky. It's clear. That's what we need. Precision, clarity, science. These things are on our side. That's where we win. When the thinking is clear, when there's focus and the questions get answered, we win on all the questions. So, I'm thinking we're going to have just a great, clear, really highly motivational Republican convention from July 18th to 22nd. Then starting July 25th to the 29th, we'll have a bummed out, depressed, demoralized Democrat. I mean, Hillary looks like a fright. I mean, she must have half an inch of makeup on her face, and she must have so many different brassieres and belts tightened up around her body.
I was watching her the last few days on TV, James, and she's always wearing almost like a muumuu sort of dress, a bit more fashionable. Well, she's got the money, but it's loose flowing, which suggests that there's a lot that's loose underneath it.
Yeah, no, she's in terrible
shape. Not to be too bitchy.
yeah, and she's
Sorry, James, I just can't help it. We just had a 1 week orgy in Toronto, the Gay Pride Parade, backed by businesses, and our lesbian premier was there, and our prime minister looking like an absolute fool with his tongue hanging out. I guess I've just been so infected by all this faggotry in the air, I can't help being bitchy tonight.
And of course, Hillary is very famously, folks, is a lesbian. So the Democratic convention, this is going to be such a wonderful contrast. After the great Trump event, then Hillary's going to come in with her lesbian parade, and then her just baloney. She's a terrible speaker. She has no presence at all. She's going to look like hell. Bernie Sanders is going to look like hell, because he's really having to humiliate himself. And endorse Hillary. He'll be forced to do that after he's so adamant against her on the campaign trail. So,
do you think there's any chance that they would give us the ideal team of the crook and Pocahontas?
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren, or how about Bernie Sanders? Some other loser like Hillary. So it's going to be wonderful, folks. And then we get down to and this is all going to happen so quickly. This is less than 2 weeks away. And then the campaign itself is going to be short. We just have August, September, and October, only those three full months for Donald Trump and Hillary to go at it. So it's going to be really exciting. We'll have a bunch of presidential debates. Imagine what those are going to be like. And Hillary's just defending the indefensible. Open borders, a $500 billion trade deficit with China.
This open festering wound of the email thing might be beneficial. It's not going away, and even Mother Jones says it's not going away.
Yeah, exactly. And she has a very low, the polling, again, the polling very good. It shows that the American people do not believe or trust Hillary Clinton on these, these character questions. They find Donald Trump much
Jamie,
more. Yes?
Thank you very much for clearing that up about the delegate problem that I kept hearing about.
Yeah, we're going to have a great convention. It'll be wonderful, Doug. So thank you very much for calling.
I thank you, and I thank George and Paul for all the work you have been doing on the Trump phenomenon.
And thanks to you, Paul. It's always good to hear from people.
All righty. Thank you, Doug. Nice. Now we have a caller who said he respectfully disagrees. I don't know about what, but this is JR in California. JR, come on in.
Jamie?
Yeah, JR?
Caesar in New York, Jamie.
Okay, we lost JR. Sorry. JR, you got a rain check. Whatever it is you want to disagree about, you know, call in on a next installment of the show. Caesar, you're on the air in New York.
Yeah, Jamie, I read this morning. I'm not, don't hold me to it. It was out of the Daily News of the Post. A lady that went into a Hispanic restaurant and she was wearing a, I think it was a red Trump hat that said, I don't know what, on the America, Make America Great Again. And they told her that she had to leave the restaurant. They don't serve Trump supporters. Did you read that story?
Didn't see that one. Very interesting. Where was this?
Yes. It was here in New York. I forget where. I don't want to tell you because I don't want to give you the wrong information. But I forgot if I read it in the Daily News or the Post. It was a front page. She had blonde hair. She was wearing, I think it was a red, like a baseball cap and with white lettering. And she went into the Hispanic restaurant. They said, look, you're going to have
this is going to be...
And they escorted her to the door.
Yeah, Caesar, this is going to be a brass knuckles campaign, the likes of which we've never seen. We've got one more break and one more segment, folks. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed. There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. And thank you for joining us. We got one more segment, and let's try to squeeze in. I don't want to leave anybody hanging today. We've got Frank in North Carolina and Dave in Nevada, and we'll try to get both of you. Let me just see if that's Caesar, thanks for calling in. Let's go to Frank quickly. Keep it brief. Frank, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Well, I monitored some of the news. I was kind of monitoring some of the coverage of Obama and Hillary in town, and I mean, they handled them with kid gloves. There was no words of criticism. I mean, nothing. It was like worshiping royalty that was visiting. Local congressman, Robin Hayes, I didn't even know he was still around. I heard him. They did play a clip from him. He said unbelievable how unfair it was that here, you know, this has been planned for some time. I mean, we've known about it here for weeks, that Obama and Hillary Clinton were flying into town and that he was going to be standing with her, campaigning for her. And she's under indictment. I mean, she's being investigated by the FBI, his Justice Department, and that is totally, I mean, that is totally obscene that this has been planned for so long and that he, the President of the United States, a Democrat, is you know, she's basically supposed to take place for 8 years, and then Michelle Obama.
Yeah. It's a crime syndicate, Frank. And Stephen Miller, who introduces Donald Trump regularly at his speeches now, he's his top campaign advisor, loaned to him from Jeff Sessions' staff. Jeff Sessions might make a great VP. Stephen Miller calls Hillary Clinton a career criminal. Now, you've never in your life heard a presidential candidate or his top spokesman calling the opponent a career criminal. This is wonderful, and of course Hillary Clinton is a career criminal. So the
also there's no way that that Trump can pick Newt Gingrich as his vice presidential running mate now, because he's been bashing NAFTA and been doing a really good job of criticizing this stuff. So and Newt Gingrich is known as NAFTA Newt. So there's no way he can pick him. So that's great, because that would
provide a lot
of support.
Thank you, as a North Carolinian, for hosting Donald Trump today in Raleigh. And thank you very much for calling in. And I apologize for the lack of time. I'm going to go to the next caller now, with your permission. Let's go to Dave in Nevada.
Jamie, real quick, there is a fantastic article on Breitbart.com on how, regardless of the outcome of the indictment on Hillary, it could be positive for the Trump campaign, because either way, it sheds light on the justice system, and people are pissed off anyway.
It shows that Trump is right. The system is rigged. You got it, Dave.
Right.
And I'll go look at that at Breitbart, which has been doing
a
good job.
Anyway,
all right.
Talk later.
All right, and folks, we'll see you again tomorrow night right here at the Trump Phenomenon. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, George.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.